This is episode 112. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. My name is Jonathan Royce. I'm a husband, father, principal entrepreneur, writer, and author. Every week, we offer you content that supports educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing the number one skill you probably already have that 10Xs your leadership. This past school year was my second in the role of principal. During this time, I have asked for help in creating a schedule, asked for advice on repairing a professional relationship with a colleague, looked for support on planning for the upcoming school year, as well as sought counsel on how to support a staff member and friend who didn't get a leadership role in my building. As I reflect, there's one thing that has been driven home during these first 2 years as a school principal. Collaboration is key. Collaboration has made me easily 10 times better than I would be if I was trying to figure things out on my own. At times, I have been unable to sleep as problems and solutions chase each other in my mind like a crazed dog chasing its tail. Each time I collaborate with a mentor, a colleague, and/or in a Facebook group, the decision-making process smooths, and ideas that I couldn't have thought on my own are revealed. All the successes that have occurred within the school year this year are based on collaboration. Below are two simple ways that I bookended the school year using collaboration as a tool to 10X my leadership. At the beginning of the year, I obviously brought the team together to collaborate and before the official school year even started. And it's something that we all know intuitively, but sometimes we get so caught up trying to get something done that we forget to bring these people together. Gathering the advice and listening to the point of view of those on our staff is important in building a strong culture and helps lead us to success. If you look back on your own successes, I guarantee you it's because somebody else offered advice or gave you a key insight at a moment when you needed it. If you're intentional about collaborating, these snippets of success expand and grow far more quickly together than if you were to do it on your own. Treating the staff as an integral part of our whole not only highlights our integrity as leaders, but also creates the opportunity for much more wins. Each of these first 2 years, I brought the staff together early to plan out the first day and the first 2 weeks of school, and this has brought energy, enthusiasm, and accountability as each person understands their role and sees their input implemented as we roll out those first couple weeks. The second part of the bookend is that end of the school year. Not only does collaboration bring accountability throughout the school year, it is also a useful strategic evaluative tool. Collaborating is a key way to eliminate, diffuse, or at least mitigate some of that anxiety over things like that evaluation. Instead of just dropping our evaluation conclusions on the staff like a ton of wordy, judgy bricks, we need to work with them and let them self-evaluate just like we would when we were teachers and we had our students self-evaluate. Still got to use the district tool, but it gives them a sense of power and inclusion or empowerment and inclusion as they're part of the process. In addition, having them create an online portfolio where they can upload evidence of their successes also contributes to them participating and feeling like full participants in the evaluative process. We got to balance that, those online portfolios and walkthroughs with the formal observation data. So make sure to leave opinions out and stick to observed evidence when giving feedback to staff. Once both the staff and you or the staff and I have worked separately to rate the year or a specific lesson. We come together and discuss the findings, and usually the staff member is much harsher on themselves than I would have been. So it creates a nice balance as they reflect on what they've been doing. And I've found that this type of collaboration eliminates a lot of that pushback and helps give the teachers and staff member, like I said, a sense of control over the process. Working together will build a partnership where both parties are striving towards the same goal, and that's being an excellent teacher for our students. Collaboration leverages multiple perspectives and will 10x our leadership. It is also one of the many tools that principals and educational leaders need when driving a school towards success. What are some other tools that you find are necessary for being a strong building leader? You can share your thoughts in the corresponding blog, also titled The Number One Skill You Probably Already Have That Will 10x Your Leadership. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please follow me and make sure that you click share so your friends and colleagues can benefit as well. It's a great way to support, and it means a lot when the article is shared or the podcast is shared. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and or order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, which you can find right there on the page. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on iTunes and Podomatic. Episodes are replayed whenever you would like to see them or listen to them, as the case may be. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an ed leader, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. You can join our Facebook group. One of the members of our group, Miss Katrina Riley, is up next week. I have a chat with her about her concept, the Principal Nerd. And if you're part of the Principal Entrepreneurs Facebook group, you've seen the cool support that she offers to principals, and you can also find her at theprincipalnerd.com. So next week, she and I will be chatting about the genesis of the Principal Nerd, the need that she saw that needed to be fulfilled, and how she went about strategizing to fulfill that need. Thanks for joining me today. This has been Jonathan Royce of The Principal Entrepreneur.